We've been talking about this story about the unfortunate death of Adam Hillary, age 27, from Auburndale. Met a girl who was 18 on Plenty of Fish. I would immediately be a bit skeptical, but then again, when you're on Plenty of Fish, probably don't have much luxury when it comes to being discriminate.
Will you be skeptical of an 18-year-old?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
At 27?
Skeptical of what?
Of her motives. Like, what does she want with a guy like me? I'm 27.
And is she hot?
I don't know. I saw her mugshot. It wasn't the most flattering of mugshots.
Okay, we'll see.
But you can forgive
I'm
that.
Sure she looked like Beyonce in her Plenty of Fish profile picture, though.
Then why would she need to be on there?
Yeah.
That, what's going on
well,
with
they,
that?
They all look like pop stars. Then when you get them in real life.
That, I would be like, why is she on Plenty of Fish at 18?
Yeah, at 18, you're already like, yeah. I can't meet people in person. I got to go straight to the internet.
Right. That's a 30-year-old's game. So she ended up going. Now, he took her back to his house. And then the next night, she shows up again with a couple of dudes who rob him and then kill him.
That's on him, man.
Man, he put himself in a bad situation. Sucks that you can't trust people these days. But we'd love to hear from your nightmare dating horror stories. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I can understand a woman not wanting to maybe let a guy know where she lives right off the bat. But as a guy, I would never think it was a problem to let a woman know where I live.
Some of them can be kind of crazy.
Well, now I know.
Right.
A lot of them.
You don't want to think that they're working with accomplices, but this lady was working with accomplices.
Can't you just meet a nice girl online these days and not think that 2 days later she's going to come back to rob you?
If you had to, if you're single, which I know you hate thinking about.
No, let's talk about it. I'll take this. Let's talk.
It's one thing I miss about Gio being on the show is the two of you bouncing your wedding rings on the table.
So, I got to get in the right mindset
of
to
course.
Pretend I'm single. Okay.
Of course. So you're single.
Yeah.
You have to meet a girl on Tinder.
Okay.
Plenty of Fish.
Oh, yeah.
Or Facebook.
Oh.
I'll even throw in Twitter.
Can we throw in Craigslist?
Sure.
What do you mean meet a girl?
For dating purposes.
Dating. I'm looking for love.
Looking for like.
Because I'm looking for love.
You're looking for like with a strong possibility of love.
Facebook, out of the question.
No Facebook.
No Facebook.
Well, you might want to think about that.
Well, no, because then my family would start sending me friend requests, and I can't get on there just to.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on Facebook.
I get that.
As long as there's other places I can meet women online, I will not be on Facebook.
Okay.
Out of the equation. Did you say Plenty of Fish?
I did.
Out of the equation also.
Dating site, no good.
It's between Tinder and Twitter.
Okay.
Man, Tinder would be tough because they would have to swipe on me and...
You have to have Facebook to have Tinder.
Oh.
Then let's meet on Twitter, ladies. I'm single.
All
at right. Seth Kush.
Follow-up question because I need to pick that.
Did you?
Yeah. Who would you pick of all the girls you know on Twitter?
Well, what do you mean no?
The girls who you know. You know who they are. They tweet you.
Who do I know?
The girls who tweet you. You got to date one of them.
Listen. It's a very popular show thanks to you and your name being on it. I get a lot of tweets from women.
Right. So those whose names you recognize.
Actually, more from guys, but.
Okay, they can be in play too. Who would you choose? Who would you go on a date with? I'm not saying find love.
What do you
with.
Mean, who would I go on a date?
You're single. You of the girls that you know on Twitter.
I don't know them that way, though. I just know based off of looks.
And, right.
Well, I mean, I love Britt so much.
Of course.
So.
She'd be your first choice.
Probably, yeah. Why? What? What? Are you not happy with that choice?
I'm very happy with that choice. She's one of my favorite Twitter.
Your bottom lip is like, you know.
No, I'm impressed. I'm very glad.
What did you want me to say? Kristen Banter?
No.
Okay.
Is that who you were thinking?
No, she's married.
Why would you bring her name up arbitrarily?
Yeah, but in this scenario, you're not married, so
right.
Maybe she's not
right.
married.
Maybe she gets a little tired of Logan and starts bouncing a ring on a
so
table.
So in this scenario, because I'm single, everybody's single.
Everybody's on the table.
Yeah, once they find out that Seth Kush is single, everybody's on the table.
I just put my ring back on, so I'm taken again.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
But you got to go Twitter or Facebook. It's the only one that will give you background information.
That's
you
why I would
I mean?
Go Facebook.
Yeah, you have to.
Yep. That's as much as I don't like Facebook sometimes, at least you can find out a lot about people.
Did I not have a good answer?
Your answer was fine.
No, Twitter was fine.
Yeah.
I would go Twitter and definitely Sweetdar.
You'd end up dating a 50-year-old dude.
I like mature women.
She's no woman. She's fake.
Who would you want to see me hook up with?
Britt so much.
Okay.
That's who I wanted
Give
for
me
you.
A top three list of women you could see me with if I was single based off of Twitter.
Britt so much.
Okay.
What a catch, Annie.
Okay.
And the third, I would probably for you go Gym Rat Steph.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Whatacatch Annie the chick that came in here that time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I like her. Super nice girl. That's your top three.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. 727-579-1025.
I'm single.
You're not really single.
I'm not single.
Claudia, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Claudia?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good, good, good. Have you had online dating experience?
I have. I used to be a flight attendant, and I did a lot of online dating because it wasn't easy to meet people locally. And when I left that career back in 2013, there was no Tinder or Bumble or any of that.
Sure.
And I experienced a lot with Plenty of Fish, which was horrible. That's where I met awful, awful, just crazy guys. And one day I decided to get on OkCupid, and I met my husband. We exchanged some, messages back and forth, and it turned out one of the local bars was doing like a bus tour to the Lightning game.
Okay.
So I paid for my portion, which was $60.
Okay.
And met up with him and his best friend, who was a girl.
Did they kidnap
and
you?
No, they didn't. That's but I had a key to his house within about 3 days after I met him.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. A key to his house?
Yep.
3 days after meeting him?
Yes.
And that doesn't seem a little weird to you?
No. No, it didn't. Something felt right. And I went home with him that night, and I got up early in the morning to leave. And I still wasn't able to drive, so I snuck back in the house and got back in the bed. And in hindsight, I found when I told my husband the story, he was like, yeah, if you had left that night, I would have never talked to you again.
Oh, wow. So why?
He figured I was just in for a one-night stand, and that was it. He wanted nothing to do with that. He really was into me, and I was into him. And
well, but the truth is,
a year now.
You only stayed because you were too drunk to drive.
Right. Had you not been that inebriated, he would have banged somebody else within 12 hours.
Maybe. I'd like to think not,
right.
But you never know.
How long have you been married now?
Just a little over a year.
Does he play?
Yeah, but I moved.
I was going to ask, does he play golf?
No.
Okay. Because I just read today that's the number one excuse that guys use when they're cheating.
Ah.
And that is so friggin' disrespectful to the sport of golf. Golf deserves better. Golf requires too much of your time for you to be gallivanting around with your mistress. Guys should be ashamed of themselves for using golf as an excuse for cheating. So if your man suddenly takes up golf, you might have something to be worried about.
Luckily, he hates that. But the funny thing is, he does work nights and I work days. So days go by where I don't see him, or I see him for just a couple minutes in the morning or in the afternoon before he's leaving for work. But
key to a happy relationship.
I trust him. Yeah, exactly. I couldn't do it any other way. I couldn't come home to someone every single day.
There you go.
I have to talk to them.
Well, good luck to the two of you, Claudia. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Does golf work as an excuse for cheating because it takes, what, 4 or 5 hours to play?
Yeah.
Is there more? You said don't disrespect golf. Is there a more respectable way to do it?
I would say, Tay, you're going to a movie or something. Movie has no soul. Golf has soul. That's so disrespectful to the sport.
Oh, please. I'm sure you've used golf a million times.
You know what's weird is, I played golf in relationships where I was cheating, and I would never use golf as an excuse for cheating because I like playing golf that much.
What was your go-to excuse?
I wouldn't make excuses.
Where have you been all night, honey?
Out.
Oh, man. Your relationship's doomed if that's the answer.
Yeah. I play golf at night because I can get a better, fees the less.
If there's no follow-up question and I say out and you don't challenge me on that one, you can pretty much guarantee where I was.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I'm assuming.
Right.
You saying out means, hey, I was having sex with somebody that's not you.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
And if there's no follow-up, you're basically saying, okay, keep doing that.
Man, I realized if I ever wanted to cheat, I would have no excuse because I don't play golf.
We should take up golf.
I don't know.
Not for the cheating, but for the golf.
No, neither.
CJ, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, CJ?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Tell me you ended up on Plenty O' Fish.
Roommate I used to have talked me into going on it, and I only lasted 4 days before I was just creeped out.
I bet.
But in that 4 days, I met what is now my husband.
Oh, my God. How long have you been married?
Gross.
8.5 months.
Oh, so still plenty of times for things to go psycho.
plenty of times. I mean, we met 3.5 years ago.
So,
I only married about 8.5 months. I hope it doesn't go psycho. It's kind of normal and unexciting now, but in a really good way.
Has he let himself go in these 8.5 months?
No, he's actually getting more in shape now.
Oh, he's getting ready to leave.
He's going to play golf.
Well, good luck to you two. I hope it works out, and I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you. You saw What a Catch Annie tweeted you and said, hey?
No.
Oh, yeah, she tweeted you and said, hey. Brit So Much tweeted with oh my gosh.
The what?
The oh, did he really say that? Like, oh.
What is that?
Like the mouth agape.
Is that bad?
No.
Sorry.
By the way, speaking of girls on Twitter, you know how every once in a while we like to read the tweets of.
Oh, no. Emily?
Emily.
Oh.
She's got some weird ones again.
Okay.
I'd like to read them if I may, because I love MCAT to death. She's super nice on Twitter. I've never met her in real life. I thought I had, but I was wrong.
She is a great listener to the show, but I think she listens on the replay, so it'll be around 10 o'clock tonight that she'll be sending us tweets about this very segment we're doing.
That is true. And her tweets, she has 183 followers, but she's basically tweeting to herself. And here are the recent tweets from MCAT. August 20th. Why am I annoyed? August 20th, ugh, frowny face. August 20th, good day and good night. August 20th, being positive. August 20th, why connect with each other if you're never going to talk to me? August 21st, I want to do something adventurous. August 21st, I fell. August 21st, for you.
Oh, jeez.
August 21st. I'm still clinging on, though. August 21st. I love me. 7 E's. August 21st. I am da best. Smiley face with shades on. August 21st. I have to work tomorrow. August 21st. You the real MVP. August 21st again. I work tomorrow. August 21st. I need a leg massage.
Oh.
August 22nd. I should get another bachelor's degree. Why not? August 22nd. Big snook at my work. 20 hours ago. I'm a little upset. 20 hours ago. Disappointed. 20 hours ago. Upset with myself. 19 hours ago. Oh well. 19 hours ago. It's different for girls. 19 hours ago. Now all my drinks and my feelings are all mixed. 18 hours ago. You never realize what you had until it's on somebody else's arm. 18 hours ago. My eyes hurt. 7 hours ago. I need advice from someone in a completely unbiased way. 7 hours ago. Like someone who doesn't know me very well. 7 hours ago. But it's a serious subject. 7 hours ago. So I need unbiased, serious, unfamiliar people. 6 hours ago, I feel that no one loves Dierks Bentley as much as I do. Never change, Emily. Please never change.
We gotta get her in the studio to do a live reading of all these gems.
I would love that. Have her select her greater or worse tweets.
She actually tweeted me yesterday. I don't know if that shows up on her Twitter.
Let me see. Probably in tweets and replies. She tweeted us and said that we love our jobs. I am envious of the jobs Seth, Drew, and Soul Brother and Nikki have. They are having fun while getting paid. Seth Kush, don't lose hope. You'll figure it out. You're still young. I have a bachelor's degree, and I'm still in the restaurant business. Mike, what happened to you in online dating?
Hey, Drew.
Hi.
About 15 years ago, but I had hooked up with this chick. Mm-hmm. I drove like 2 hours to go meet her on a Friday night.
Sounds awesome. Is it Mia or Maya?
It's Maya.
Hi, Mia. What's going on?
Maya.
Mia, what's happening?
Oh, come on. Anyways, which story do you want to hear? The worst or the worser one?
Yeah.
So wait. There's a worse one and a worser one?
Well, I've done just about pretty much every online dating avenue you can do,
oh, okay.
And they're all horrible. Mm. I had one guy I went out with, seemed like a pretty decent date, and, you know, so we were making out a little at the end, and he tried to choke me.
In a sexual way or in an I'm going to kill you kind of way?
I think he thought it was like 50 Shades of Grey sexy, but I was like, hey, I don't like that. And he was like, oh, okay. And then he did it again, and that just ticked me off because, you know, he wasn't listening.
Maybe he didn't hear you.
He heard me. And then I had another guy, again, went out on a date, seemed pretty decent. And when he kissed me goodnight, he bit me on my chin.
Bit you?
Kind of hard. He bit me on my chin. Like left it, and I'm very fair skinned, so it left like this odd shaped like mouth mark on my chin.
Oh my God. That is way worse.
Horrible.
Did you give up on the dating sites?
Yeah, I'm off of all of them now pretty much. My experience, a lot of these guys are married. They all have the same story that their wife won't have sex with them, blah 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 blah. And then the ones that you do go out with that are single are weirdos that try to bite and choke you.
Man, alive.
But I do have a little bit of advice for people that do this online dating.
Please.
You have to, like, Google Facebook stalk these people.
Yes.
Google their phone numbers. Put their phone number in Facebook. Search it.
Yep.
And nine times out of ten, that's how I find out they're married.
Yeah, it's not that's not stalking. That's what we like to call research and keeping yourself safe. Yes, Seth, a question for Mia/Maya.
The choker, do you still have his contact information? Because Nikki was looking to go out on a date with that guy this weekend.
She likes a heavy hand to the neck.
Stop it. I do
have it, but only because, like, 6 months later, he texts me and was like, hey, how are you doing? And I was like, are you serious? Like,
do you have him in the phone? Do you have him in your phone as choker?
His name /choker.
Very good. Well, Nikki, if things don't work out with this dude.
Yeah. Are you into choking, but just not while you're making out, or are you opposed to it altogether?
I'm opposed to what he was trying to do. It's one thing if you're with somebody and you trust them and, you know, you want to go down that route with them, but not on a first date. And, he did it really hard.
You want to wait a couple of dates for that one, probably.
I was like, you know, you're doing that all, like, to the point where I, like, couldn't breathe. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And he's like, oh, baby, blah, blah, blah. And then when he did it again, I was like, yeah, you need to go.
All right.
You just need to go.
Stay safe out there if you're still going to online date, okay?
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. 727-579-1025.
Nikki almost had to excuse herself during that call. She was getting so turned on.
All worked up. There was a kiddie pool in here.
The old choke session during the makeout.
Ben, what's up? How are you? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live, talking about online dating horror stories after an Auburndale man was killed after meeting someone on Plenty of Fish. What's up, Ben?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good, buddy. You?
In 2001, when I was living in New Zealand, I decided to take a trip overseas, staying with people that I met off of chat rooms on MSN. One of the ladies that I stayed with in New York City, she went off to work one night, and her mother came over and thought I was a burglar and tried to stab me, and I had to hide in the bathroom.
No, I'm dating your daughter.
I'm like, what was I going to say? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm some dude off the internet that I just came over to bang your daughter and, you know, whatever.
It's a tough
sell.
This
woman was like 60-something years old, and she was like, trying to get to me through the freaking bathroom door. And I was like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to my next internet friend's place and stay with them because you were like a little bit weird and your family's totally crazy.
Globetrotting and staying with people you meet in chat rooms, very dangerous way to do.
That's dangerous.
Like scarier than that hostel movie that I saw.
It was awesome, man. It was awesome. I stayed in like San Francisco. I stayed in LA. I stayed in New York. I stayed in some little podunk town in Illinois, which was that was really fun.
May I ask the last time you were back in New Zealand?
The last time I was in New Zealand, I went and visited my family was about 4 years ago.
Mm. Next time you go, Burger King New Zealand, I just read this right before your call. They have a meat-atarian movement. Meat-atarian. It is pretty much a slap in the face to the vegetarians. Check this out. The crown prince of the meat-atarian menu is the full meaty. This is a burger, two beef patties with cheese, six strips of back bacon, that's pretty much ham.
That's the best bacon.
And a fried chicken patty. That is the full meaty. So the next time you go, you got a whole lot of meat waiting for you, sir.
Well, that'd be awesome. The only thing that would make that better is if you had a over medium egg on top of it, and that would just be perfect.
Heart attack on a bun, my man. Appreciate the phone call. Full meaty.
I don't know that I need the chicken patty, but I mean, I guess that's what separates it.
Right.
Makes it different.
A little superfluous.
What do you think about that whole couch surfing thing?
If you have the guts for it, then do it.
Well, not only do you have to have the guts for it, but what about if you were one of those people who would, you know, loan out your couch?
Yeah, it's very trusting.
I couldn't do it.
Dude, I forgot all about this. Ayana, who hasn't tweeted me in a while, very attractive woman of color, tweeted me, I stopped online dating immediately after I saw this profile and realized it wasn't you. Remember Jersey?
Yes.
The dude who would try to be a rapper?
Yeah.
He used a photo of the two of us in his online dating profile.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You got to pull him in with the local celebrity main profile picture.
Yeah, but then they show up and it's not you.
Right.
I mean, you know.
He's like, yeah, I'm the dude on the right. Oh, I meant my right. That is so funny. Jersey.
Are you honored?
I guess so. I'd love to talk to him again, but he broke up with our show.
Oh, that's okay.
He was a little sensitive about the fact that we made fun of his rapping.
Yeah.
Poor Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Well, rappers are like that.
Yeah. It's their art.
Yeah, well, what he did could hardly be considered art. He's a large man. I realize that.
Yes.
727-579-1025. What's up, D? How are you?
Hey, Drew.
Hi.
So I had an online date where I Ubered up to the bar with a couple of friends to meet guy. And he ended up, my friends left. He ended up getting just completely smashed. He had driven up there. I couldn't let him go home. So he was a nice enough guy. And I knew a lot of his other friends. So he wasn't a complete stranger.
Right.
So I took him home. And I had a... One of my roommates had her girlfriend on the couch. So,
wait, so
I
you
to
took him home?
Room.
You like took him back to your place on basically the first date?
Yeah, I didn't know what to do with him. He was drunk.
Oh,
I
man.
I was trying to be a nice person.
Yeah. Very trusting.
So he passed out, fell asleep. Next thing I know, I wake up and he's had opened my closet door, and I guess he thought he was in the restroom because he decided to go to the bathroom in my laundry basket.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Just a tinkle, though, right?
Yes, correct.
Oh, that's okay. Not bad.
In the laundry basket, I had taken my good comforter off the bed in case he had gotten sick, and I put it in the laundry basket.
Not very comforting at all.
No, I won't be a nice person anymore.
No.
They can stay at the bar drunk.
Lesson learned. Leave the drunks at the bar where they can get drunk and not bother you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Man, that could have been worse.
Way worse. You definitely want to make sure you follow your roommates on social media, whether it's Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, what have you. Because 21-year-old Zachary Penton tweeted on August 20 of 2016, I need to move out of my place before I viciously murder my roommates.
Ooh.
Well, just 2 days after he published that tweet, Zachary Penton turned himself in to cops after he shot and killed his 41-year-old roommate, Daniel Garofalo, following an altercation. A very chilling tweet. And
don't live with anybody.
That's the thing.
It's better to live alone and be poor than to live with roommates and have some extra money in your account.
But doesn't this reek of somebody that didn't know their roommate?
It sounds like Craigslist.
Like, why would you do that? That's what's crazy, right?
Even if you live with your best friend, I feel like you at the end of the lease, you hate that person, or is that just me?
No, I don't think it's just you. I don't think too many people like their old roommates.
No, my best friend and I lived together, and we didn't talk for 6 months after I moved out.
Yeah, it's...
I had great roommates, but they were never my best friends. They were friends, but not best friends.
Right.
They weren't the guys that I hung out with, like, all the time. But we still did pretty... We did all right.
Yeah, I think casual friends, you can do it as long as there's separation there. It's when you're totally immersed in each other's lives and there's no respect and they eat your food and they bang your girlfriends.
Well, that still happens.
You just learn to get over it real quick. So if you have beef with any of your roommates, let us handle it for you. Instead of you killing them, it's better than you going to jail and ending someone's life, even if that person deserves it.
Did it say what his roommate did to really set him off?
He came home.
Yeah, it really doesn't say. The guy had some issues with anger, obviously, but he also was a big weapon enthusiast. He tweeted on July 14th, "If it says no guns allowed on the front door, I ain't going in." And then on June 1st of 2015, he tweeted to someone, "I keep a K-bar close for situations like this." And he's holding up a USMC knife.
That's a nice knife.
Where the blade is long and thick. And the guy obviously was waiting to kill someone.
I definitely never thought about killing a roommate, but I think the most irritating thing other than roommates being messy and noisy was I lived with this guy over in Tampa Palms, and when I was on the Morning X back in the day, and my name was still Boy, and so when I would go home, my roommate's girlfriend would call me Boy, and it just made my skin crawl.
She called you Boy?
Yeah. I was like, I'm Seth. It's my name. You know, you know who I am now. You don't have to call me Boy. I'm home. You know, I'm not on the clock.
So, whoa.
I know.
I mean, you said, like, my name's Seth.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was known. It wasn't like he just met her that day. And it's like, oh, hey, you're Boy. No, I had been there for a while.
And she knew that it irritated you.
I don't think she did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she wasn't doing it to be a jerk or anything.
No, but I mean, she should have known what pushed my buttons. Forget her.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. If you're ready to kill your roommate, we'd certainly love to hear from you. I would, man, if I live with somebody, I would be following them. Just every tweet that they made, I would be imagining that it's about me and something that I did. Mm. No, thank you.
That's not your friend, then. Yeah, you right. Got to get away from that person.
Yeah, and I don't know that I could live with a friend ever. I mean, obviously, I'm 47 years old. I'm not going to have a roommate other than my son. But I just I would prefer not to live with anyone. I'll live on the poverty line if it means that I don't have to just have anybody else in my space.
There's nothing like that freedom. And you know what? You should be allowed out of your lease if you find out your roommate's a nut.
Yes. Yeah, if you sign up and you live with that person and then you find out that person's a little bit askew, mm-hmm. you should absolutely be able to break that lease and move on with your life before something horrible happens. I'm totally co-signing on that. Laurel?
Yes?
How you doing, Laurel?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Thanks. What's going on?
You tell me. You called.
Well, yeah, heard that y'all are wanting to talk about killing your roommate, and I would love to if that was an option.
Whoa, now we're talking.
Okay, all right.
So if you thought that you could get away with it, you would totally kill your roommate?
Oh, definitely.
Well, tell us this this roommate's offenses. Is it a male or a female?
If she is a female. I've lived with her for about 6 years now.
6 years? With someone that you hate? Why do you keep renewing the lease?
I have no one else, I guess.
Wow.
It just always happens that way. You know, just best friends wanting to kill each other. You know how it goes.
No, I don't know how it goes. What are the top three things you find most annoying about her, and what do you think she finds annoying about you?
Well, she never cleans her dishes. She leaves them all over the house in her room to mold.
All
like,
over the
literally,
house?
Like, to mold. She is the most negative person I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah.
And she's just gross.
All right. Can we call her?
Sure. You can try.
Oh, that's great. We'll do a little phone a friend, even though she's not really your friend.
I mean, yeah, sure.
Have you brought this stuff up to her before?
Oh, yeah. She didn't care.
So you said you irritate the living hell out of me and she just doesn't care?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Hold on 1 second. Nikki, we'll see if we can get the number. And
let's bring them together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or tear them apart even more.
Let's see if we can prevent a homicide from happening.
Yeah, that's a tough way to open up a phone call. Hey, I would kill my roommate if I could.
Right. That's how these things get started. You know, when the dude tweeted, I need to move out of my place before I viciously murder my roommates.
Viciously.
He said viciously?
Viciously. And he did. He cold-blooded killed him. Shot and killed his roommate in Gilbert, Arizona.
Man, this could be the greatest phone a friend in history if we can pull it off.
It's a big if. By the way, 21-year-old living with a 41-year-old?
Yeah, there's something going on.
Something
there.
Some little hinky going on there, maybe?
Yeah, with both of them.
How about the guy who got killed by the Plenty of Fish date?
Yes.
Auburndale.
Man, we heard the most horror stories off Plenty of Fish as far as dating sites go.
You people who online date? I just don't know how you do it because this guy did everything right. They met at a bowling alley, had a first date. Everything was fine.
And
then she showed up at his house on the second date and brought two dudes with them.
First of all, Auburndale, right?
Auburndale, yeah,
and,
you're right.
You know, you say online. Apps are online as well.
True. Tinder.
Yeah, all of that stuff counts.
Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And this dude got robbed. Something happened during the robbery. And 27-year-old Adam Hillary was found dead last week at his Auburndale home. Oh, my God. Did we really get her?
Damn.
Oh, hold on 1 second. I wasn't expecting this to happen. Stand by.
And now, it's about to get really awkward up in here. Well, at least hopefully. It's Phone a Friend.
It's time to phone a friend.
Hey, is this Kensley? Hello, am I speaking to Kensley?
You are.
Kensley, it is awesome roommate week here on Drew Garabo Live, and I'd like to congratulate you. You almost made the cut for awesome roommate week. Almost.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Can I ask why we didn't make it?
Well, it's because the first thing out of your roommate Laurel's mouth was she would kill you if she could get away with it.
Oh, yeah. You know, that actually is about right. That sounds like something she'd say.
She said that you are a slob who leaves dishes in the sink to become moldy. She
and all over the house.
All over the house as well, not just in the sink. And that she is driven crazy to the point where she wishes she could murder you.
Oh, that is hilarious. That is so funny.
Do you think you're a good roommate?
I think I'm an awesome roommate, considering that I've lived with her for like 7 years.
What would you say to her if you had her right here, right now?
You know, honestly, I would probably kill her too. But not only just her cat as well, because I can't stand her cat.
Now we're talking. Hold on 1 second. Let's bring in Laurel right here. Laurel, how's that cat of yours?
He's the sweetest cat ever.
Well, then, then why does Kensley want to kill him?
Just jealous of our relationship. Just wishes she had an animal or thing to love her so much.
Oh, Kensley, is there nothing that loves you as much as Laurel's cat loves Laurel?
Actually, it's our other roommate who loves me a little bit more than she loves her.
Oh.
That's true.
So there's a third roommate here. A little swerve.
Let's leave them out of there. This is too confusing.
Any of the girls?
I don't know who's left.
Any of you girls lesbians?
No. I wish I could tell you that we were. I'm sure it would make a great story, but no.
All right. I'd rather have the truth than
that's
a really good
story. That's the problem.
Like, maybe that's what needs to happen. Like, a bottle of Jägermeister one night, and you bang out your problems.
Maybe. I mean, we've had it all. We've had that. We've had tequila. We've had it all. We're just not really, like, into each other like that.
How unfortunate.
We've made a try, but it just doesn't work out that way.
We try to spoon every once in a while, but it doesn't work.
Oh, no spooning going on. I get the feeling it's a playful kind of rivalry between
them. Is it?
I think so. Like, Kensley, I told you that your roommate Laurel wanted to kill you, and you didn't seem all that surprised by that.
No, not at all. I actually laughed. It's very funny.
Kensley,
he probably wanted to kill me too. So,
is it true that you leave plates in your room until they have mold on them?
You know, truthfully, mm-hmm. yes. But I have actually changed my ways, and Laurel, you can correct me on this, but I've changed my ways.
Laurel, has she changed her ways?
She's done a little, slightly better.
Slightly,
yes. If you would just rinse your dishes off, that's all I ask. That's all.
Rare.
Oh, my God. Well, I wish you would do the dishes
Hey-o!
Once in a while.
If I had dishes to do, I would.
Now we're talking.
They are your dishes. Live in the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe vacuum every once in a while, too.
Yeah, vacuum every once in a while.
I don't have carpet in my area of the house. I don't need to.
This is so
cool. It is your house. It's in the common area.
Yeah.
I'm getting turned on.
Me too. This is so hot that this is happening. I feel like this is a conversation that's been bubbling up for quite some time. Does it feel good at all to address all these issues and get them out in the open?
Yeah. Yep.
Honestly, not for me because we've told each other this before.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, this is just a never-ending story.
So when is your lease up, and are you guys planning on renewing it, or would you rather move in with someone that you actually like?
Our lease is at the end of March, but who knows what's going to happen.
All right. Do you want to live with each other still?
I mean, I wouldn't have
I wouldn't see why not, yeah.
Okay. I mean, other than the fact that you'd like to
murder
each other.
We've made it this long, so.
That is true.
Yeah, we've made it for years.
All right. Well, you know, keep not killing each other.
Why don't you guys clean the dishes together tonight? Do some vacuuming together. Take a shower together. Maybe a nice bubble bath.
Yeah, get some wine.
Yeah. A little negligee. A little oatmeal wrestling. A little Jell-O wrestling. Everybody's happy, right?
Yeah, I would absolutely love that. I don't know if Laurel's boyfriend would be okay with that, though.
Yeah, screw that guy. Nobody cares about that guy. All right, well, listen. Thank you guys very much. I hope you don't kill each other, and I hope we don't read about you on the news. And thank you for sharing your roommate situation with us.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for having us on.
Absolutely. A pleasure. Thank you, and thank you.